Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Pehe. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav Amad Aleph. The fourth line, Ksiv. Ksiv lo yisizo kamach kilayim, melamed shein echayev ad shiyizo shnei minim bekerem divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan Omar, afilu min echad. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Chof Beis Pasuk Tes, you shall not sow your vineyard with kilayim. This teaches that one is only liable for sowing two species. These are the words of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan prohibits even with one species in a vineyard. Rabbi Yonasan's source is the pasuk that says in Vayikra Perek Yotes, pasuk Yotes, you shall not sow your field with kilayim. So why must the Torah add the pasuk of in Dvarim Perek Chof Beis Chof Pasuk Tes, you shall not sow your vineyard with kilayim? It must be to be stringent, even with one species. Rabbi Yoshia's source is the same question as was asked by Rabbi Yonasan, and the Chevaya answered that it teaches about the warning given to a person planting kilayim in his vineyard. Whether he was warned from the pasuk your field, or whether he was warned from the pasuk of your vineyard, he receives lashes. Amr babun barchia liten loy shio acheres. Another explanation is Rabun Bachir, who says that to give different minimum separations, your field refers to two types of seeds, where the separation must be 6 tvachim, otherwise he transgresses, and your vineyard refers to planting another species near a vineyard, where 4 amos is required, otherwise he transgresses. Manan Kaimen, Imbisha Asa Gader Mibifnim, Batalakerim. Imbisha Asa Gader Mibachuds, Zo Hamachol. And a Kain and a Kaiman, Besada Shahaya Sham Sada Statura, Vehikriach, Lesoicha, Shisha Trochim, you should say. What's the case? Rabbi Yochanan taught earlier that one doesn't transgress unless the two seeds were fenced in, or if he plants them in an area of 6x6 Trochim in his grain field that is bare. If there was a fence built inside the vineyard, it cancels the state of the vineyard. If there was a fence around the outside of the vineyard, then that's a Machol HaKerem, and 12 amos outside of it may not be planted. Rather, it's the case of a field where there was produce that was removed in an area of 6x6 Trochim. And this follows the statement of B'chanina that something that is prohibited cannot form a partition to save. It was suggested that it could, however, form the partition needed to prohibit, meaning to surround seeds, thereby causing them to be prohibited as kilayim. Now, according to Rabbi Yonasan, since the pasuk says don't sow your field with kilayim, but since it's prohibited to plant even one type of seed in a vineyard, why do the pasuk need to say don't sow your vineyard with kilayim? The answer is, it's like the statement of Hilah that when a pasuk says extra words, it's merely to give extra explanation, since this is the way of the Torah. Alternatively, it's like the statement of Rabbi Zeira, don't sow your vineyard with kilayim. If not for the word kilayim, I might have thought that it's only prohibited to plant other seeds next to a pre-existing vineyard, but to sow all of the seeds together would be permitted.